I'd only had one date with the girl, that I hadn't known her for more than a few weeks. I walked over to my small coffee pot and poured me another mug, ready to suck down the caffeinated goodness before taking today as a lazy reading day. I had chapters to work through with classes. I had pre-class notes I needed to take. I really needed to step up my game because I'd been lagging in classes all week due to my injuries, due to the pain they had me in. And that wasn't a good look for this internship. Robin isn't a good look for your internship. I sighed before taking a hot sip of my coffee. I mean, it was kind of the truth. She was already dangerous to get involved with because she was rushing DZ. But she was a distraction. Something I couldn't afford when all my mental energy and acuity needed to be poured into my future. Then again, she was all I dreamed about at night. I took my mug of coffee over to my bed and sat down. I slipped back under the covers, staring at my blank television screen off to the side. It sat on my dresser, collecting dust and barely getting turned on. I didn't watch much television. Again, a distraction. And I needed to stay focused, especially with Brenda and the girls on the prowl. Sure, Greek life was busy right now, but once whatever was going on ended, I knew Brenda would come for me, and come for me hard. She and Trinity. Hannah, too. Those three girls were like the mob. Mobster mafiosi out to destroy my life over a vendetta. You mess with one of them, you mess with all of them, kind of thing. And with me wanting to take Robin on a second date, I expected those three to come harder at me now. You created this mess. In some respects, yeah, I did. I knew Robin was rushing this damn sorority, and I wanted to take her out anyway. That wouldn't sit well with Brenda, or Trinity, or any of the other girls. I almost expected Brenda to come harder at me now, like those guys did in the alleyway. I was practically convinced they did Brenda a favor. Probably in exchange for some dumbass favor or party invitation or private whatever at the sorority house. Leave it to Brenda to prance around in a bikini for an hour for strangers just to get something done. What a piece of work, that one. The toggling of my doorknob pulled me from my trance. I whipped my head up, wondering if this was it. Were the girls breaking in? Was this what they'd devolved to? Breaking into my room and attempting to smother me first thing in the morning? Well, fuck me in the ear hole. This door's such bullshit. I physically sighed with relief when I heard Dozer's voice. My door slammed open, and in he stumbled. Haggard, exhausted, and disheveled. I quirked an eyebrow before peeking over at my clock, shocked at how early it was. 9:30 in the morning, on a Sunday. Usually, Dozer wasn't up until well past noon. You good? I asked. Dozer slammed the door closed behind him. Your lock needs to be easier to Jimmy. Coffee's on the counter. Thanks. Got any food? I shrugged, and I guess that was Dozer's cue to go rummaging through my fridge. Though I made a mental note to check the damn lock on that door. It shouldn't have been that easy to open when locked. Unless I didn't lock it last night. I did take some sleeping medication to help me power through the pain. Shit, I had to be more careful with that kind of thing.
Yeah, you really don't have much in here, do you?
Dozer asked. You know breakfast isn't really my thing, I said.
Yeah. Coffee's your thing, but food's my thing.
Then keep food at your place.
Hey, listen up. I keep your coffee stocked at my place. Least you can do is keep a meatball sub or something in here for me whenever I come over.
I wrinkled my nose. Does a meatball sub keep in the fridge like that?
You know what I mean, dick.
Morning to you too,